This is Fabulous Adam Richard. You are back on the podcast. We're up to episode 4 of our pub crawl. This week, we go back to D&M and the gaggle of scary bitches. We also will head off to Heaven's Door finally, where we catch up with drag queen Swish, who is working on the front door there, amongst other things. She has many duties, it seems. Also, there's a bizarre moment which we managed to catch on tape where obviously, we must have popped into Wrongens at some point. I don't remember it. But Alan Jones and Grunty having a conversation at some nightclub. I don't really understand how these things happen. And, then we have a letter from a listener in Dear Talking Puffy out the back of Heaven's Door. What an ignominious area to be doing a letter in. That's all coming up this week on the Poofcast.
I don't mind the comparisons to Justin Bieber, but I don't want to be Justin Bieber.
Oh my God, Toby is stuck. Taryn.
Taryn, who I'm hereby christening Krabs, because she's fucking hard to get rid of.
She's a lovely, she's wearing flair.
She is lovely, if a little misguided.
Yeah, she keeps telling me how sexy I am. Like, I'm not aware of that.
She grabbed me on the dick.
Oh, that's right. She did grab me on the dick.
Then she molested Toby, and there will be photos on the website.
Yeah.
Of
and now
Toby being
we've
molested.
Left him with her. Mm. Because we, you know, someone has to be talking to her.
Well, if she's not talking to us, then that's good.
I know.
Toby can fend for himself.
All of her other friends, including the one, the bow-legged one in the fucking leggings.
They've just disowned her.
They've just completely disowned her. Like, why would you wear those pants if you look like that? Like, she's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
She looks like someone stuck the top of two Chupa Chups together. And rolled them in.
Oh, my God, if she tried to board a plane in America with those legs, they'd be confiscated for being too sharp.
Although I think there is less than 100 mils of fluid in there.
God.
Oh my God, we're such cunts.
We are such cunts. And
we've gotten
cuntier over the night.
So yeah, we came back to this bar just because the drinks were cheaper. And then Toby, about 2 sips into his drink, while Taron was trying to get into his top, said it wasn't worth it for the $5 beers.
But now he's in quite a deep conversation with her.
Yeah. Well, I think he's realised that talking to her completely distracts her from her...
Yeah.
Whatever her intentions are.
It's either that or kind of blowing up balloons or lighting sparklers or something to just kind of give her colour and movement.
Do you think she comes here because she doesn't actually want to have sex and that cracking onto gay men is, will stop her being penetrated?
Mm.
Because she's the shape of someone that is soon to become a fag hag. Like, she's young enough not to have burst out completely into...
She's like kind of like young divas, the early years. You know, she's...
Yeah, she's Kate DeRue.
Yeah.
Well, she's quite tall, so she's like, you know, early Ricky Lee.
Yeah, yes.
I know, this is terrifying.
We're awful people.
We're bad people.
But...
God, it's fun. I know, because it's not
really
us.
Fun, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. I know.
Toby looks like he wants to die.
He does look like he wants to die. But there's, you know, a reason for that. Because he wants to die.
I reckon she said to him, I can't buy toilet paper. And he was like, oh, my God. And that's it. They're off.
Don't. You know he's thinking about the no toilet paper thing. I bought a 24-pack the other day and thought of him while I was doing it.
I think of him every time I wipe.
Oh, you need to get out more.
No, I don't. I spend the whole time pushing myself back in.
Oh!
Don't put that in the podcast.
Why, do you don't want anyone to know that you've actually got a prolapse?
No, I've got a few. I'm like the human centipede. I'm just...
Really fucked up there, no?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Can I talk now?
You can be heard.
Oh, can I just talk here?
Yeah.
Oh, hey guys, my name's Shana, aka Shaz, and I've introduced myself as the actress because I am an actress, well, part-time actress, and I've met Scotty
me,
skinny
Adam.
Guy.
And Toby.
And you guys are an awesome group. Scotty's an ex-Skit House guy.
Yeah, totally.
And you guys are Dean it right now, and it is, I'm guessing, 10-something.
10-something.
And you guys this are really helping. Cool people. Awesome company. Awesome fucking company. And if I was a comedian... I've got a joke. Are you ready?
Yeah,
she's got a joke, everyone. Stand back.
All right, here we go.
Okay, just pretend that I've got another guest next to me right now. So I'm going to say both our lines, okay?
Why don't you make Scott say the other
one? Okay. No, because he doesn't know the lines, so he has to know the whole joke. Okay, ready? Okay. Where were you born? Where were you born, right?
Melbourne.
No. Where were you?
No, I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it, so I'm okay. So, I'll put in a guy's voice for the other person,
Do the guy's voice.
Where were you born?
Is this going to take long?
Yeah, but where were you born? Next to me mom. Okay, all right. Well, what state were you born in? Naked. Yeah, you get it? Yeah, he was born next to his mom in a state of naked. I should be a fucking comedian.
No, yeah. You know what the next line is?
What's the next line?
Like, what time are you born? And he says, crack of dawn. And then he goes, oh no, sorry, 3 p.m. Dawn was my mum's name.
Yeah.
See, these guys crack are awesome. Dawn. High five.
Crack's another word for vagina.
Is this actually all recorded?
Is it?
No, I didn't press record.
I felt special. Fuck you. Asshole.
Oh. The people you meet.
The people you bump into in the street. How are you, love?
Moist.
Moist.
Well, you got to be moist before you can be wet, eh?
Nice, buddy.
Oh, gotta start somewhere, baby. How are you?
So what happens tonight at Heaven's Door?
Me.
Just you.
Me and dancers.
You and dancers.
Me and dancers.
How many dancers?
Two right. Boys.
Do they have clothes on?
Not a lot.
Great.
Yay!
Not a lot.
We're coming in. Okay, smile for the birdie. That?
We're making a podcast.
We're doing
doing a podcast?
Yes.
Is that what the kids are calling it these
That's
days?
That's right, yes.
No.
Auditory porn.
Coming for a shot?
So we've just
been... Yeah, we're totally coming in.
Totally?
Yeah, we thought we'd just...
Open,
we're
so doing our... We're doing the first?
Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
Yes. First, my last, my everything.
We're going to be the first people
at Alpha and I
come full of children. Right.
Come on, one shot. We're at one. So we're heading to Heaven's Door.
We're going to Heaven's Door to have a shot.
After going to DNM
R&B
twice.
And me or not. You?
Oh, it's R&B night.
Well, I like the rhythm and blues.
Oh, I like rhythm and blues. Well, none of this is going to make any sense at all.
It smells like a toilet in here.
Stop talking about my mouth like that.
It really does.
This is like a bus stop. Scott just ripped out the drag queen. I can't feel my legs. Okay, we're the only people in here.
In this horrible tin stainless steel chamber.
Alright, we're about to have a shot, so I'm going to turn this thing off, and when I turn it back on, we will make no sense at all!
Sorry, I think you're
done. Oh, fuck this!
Yeah, fuck this, Alan!
Fucking hopeless.
Fucking bullshit artist!
You dickhead.
You know what?
Dope.
Fucking...
And then I don't give a fuck, I'm not doing this again!
Yeah, fuck them!
Oh, God almighty!
Fucking assholes!
Bastards!
Fucking stupid gay pieces of shit, if you ask me!
Jesus, I hope someone understands how fucking irritated I am by this!
I'm fucked off too!
Fucking shut up!
Fucking ball-chewing shit!
Fuck me dead.
They're playing Jason Derulo here.
Wow.
Jason Derulo!
Can I just say... I've never felt more 40 in my life than tonight.
I know. How annoyingly young is everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's D&M. That is specifically D&M.
And how not gay is this joint?
We're currently at Heaven's Door.
Which are having an R&B night, which I think involves playing Jason Derulo over and over again.
Dateline 10:45.
10:45.
And there are six other people here.
We were accosted by the drag queen Swish at the front door. Swish, who I used to...
co-host mud wrestling with at the Peel until someone had a heart attack.
Wow. Cost of doing business.
Yeah.
And then she brought us in to the venue that smells a little bit like a urinal cake.
Yeah, and then made us have a shot that tasted like Dettol.
So, swish, no stars. No stars, swish.
Yeah.
Thanks
but
for
at least we know that we're in a relatively bacteria-free environment.
Well, that is handy to know.
Well, the way I'm interpreting it is that we have license to piss anywhere.
Right. The whole germs will die.
This is clearly one of those bars that is owned and operated by, you know, a dodgy Greek guy who just comes in and hoses the joint out.
Yeah. Well, I remember back
once a week, whether it fucking needs it or not.
Back when it was Diva, it was actually owned by a dodgy Greek guy. And his wife used to work here, and oh my god, I fucking love you from the radio, from the band!
All bars are owned by dodgy Greek guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I loved tonight was the harassment that Scott was getting because one girl recognised him off Skid House.
Skid House, which was 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I was judiciously not mentioning. Even when that girl said, you know, it's across the road from Fox FM, and I'm like, I know what's across the road from my workplace.
But it spread, as you said, it spread like wildfire.
Yeah, one girl recognised him and suddenly everyone in the building wanted to have a photo,
whether they recognised me or not.
Yeah, just to show their mum. Mm.
This must be what it's like to be Daryl Cotton.
He died recently.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, just like last week.
Oh, really?
Really? Was he on stage at Ringwood RSL?
You know how people die in threes?
It was smothered by Marty the Monster.
It was a weird triple. It was Mary Tam, who played Romana in Doctor Who.
Oh.
She passed away. Then Daryl Cotton, and then Gore Vidal.
From the ridiculous to the sublime.
I know, weird wow. triple. Although I did worry that one of us was going to cark it. Because I was editing our chat with Chrissy Swan, and we mentioned The Circle and Gore Vidal, and both of those things were euthanized during the week.
But if they happen in threes, if one of us dies, then the other two are not long for this world.
No, if one of us dies in a threesome with Gore Vidal and The Circle, then the other two are fine.
Right, okay.
And Wes will just...
Hang on, I thought Gore Vidal was part of the fucking Romana and Daryl Cotton threes.
Yeah, he's part of the...
You can't double threes. Up on dead threes.
Yeah.
You can have a Venn diagram
You're
of three dead people.
It doesn't work like that.
Why can't you have a Venn diagram of three dead people?
Look, the point is, none of us have died. We've given it a red hot go.
Let's face it. If it is going to happen, it'll happen tonight.
Yeah.
And we'll catch it live on Podcast.
Live on Podcast.
So, we are at Heaven's Door, which Toby was lamenting, given that he went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
He's seriously misinformed by 12 years of Catholic education.
Yeah, I didn't know that Heaven would have one Asian guy and two lesbians in it.
Do you know, I think, as I was saying before at the outset, it's been a long time since I've had a night out on the South Side. Mm. And it has its consolations. It's not what you would call crowded.
No, it used to be
once upon a time.
Yes, it used to be heaving. Maybe it's just because we're early, because it's the early part of
the night. From someone that used to work here, like, this is the hour when it was chockers busy.
Well, it is not chockers busy.
It is
right
not
now.
Chockers busy. Like, no. I remember it's, 10 o'clock at the... Like, you'd start your shift at 9, and by 10 you'd be fairly busy, and by 11 you couldn't move.
Right, so desolate was not the adjective you were using to describe the bars. But the booze is cheap.
Yes.
Well, that's because there's no one here.
I guess so.
It's an attractor.
What is it? Why is everyone staying away? What's going on? Has the gay scene changed?
I can just hear killing me softly with this song coming from the front room and I think, oh no, Mint 26 have followed us.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Vivek Killing. Killing me softly with his schlong.
Oh.
It's not yet fun though. The most fun I've had so far was D&M.
Mocking Mint 26.
With the crazy... No, that was a trial. That was a trial. The most fun I've had was with the teenagers at D&M.
Who you thought may have been a gypsy...
Who I thought were a gang of gypsy pickpockets. I was constantly checking my pockets. They can't actually be interested in talking to me. They want my iPhone or something.
But if you go online at talkingbuffy.com.au, we'll have some photos of Toby being sexually harassed by Taryn.
Yes.
Taryn would not leave me alone. She took a real shine to me. Like, Taryn obviously has huge father issues.
Oh, huge self-esteem issues. Because the minute we all walked in, it was like, there are men here twice my age. I'm attracted to them. Oh, yeah. That's a worry.
I mean, I fucked her, but it wasn't that good.
Did not fuck her.
Only in the mouth.
I was chatting to Taryn, and she goes, "How old are you?" And I said, "Oh, I'm 40. She goes, "You don't even look any older than I at 37.
Oh, God, that 3 years, it really ages you.
Oh, Taryn. Oh, Taryn. You and your meth-addled pie eyes.
I took a photo of you.
You can't tell the difference between washed up and merely desperate.
Toby, I took a photo of you on the Instagram.
Yes, I was looking at that at Twitter earlier and I laughed out loud.
Because your eyes did this weird reflection of the camera.
You were kind of burning into her skull with your eyes, trying to burn the stupid out.
Taryn and I had a heart-to-heart.
Yeah, right. You did.
After the bump and grind at the bar, we had a heart-to-heart. It was a bad experience with the boyfriend. The boyfriend wants kids, she doesn't.
Oh.
And she was like, maybe, you know, we can work it out. And I was saying, Taryn... See, that's exactly what was happening. Right. I was giving her a bit of life wisdom.
Right.
I was getting a bit Dr. Phil.
Right.
Aren't you lovely?
So what I'm saying is, I'll be running counselling sessions at DNM every Saturday night.
Because let's face it, the deer talking puffies have really worked out so well. Mm.
So you're going to be giving counselling sessions until someone that looks like they're in the British diving team comes up and asks you for advice on how they get their cock sucked.
Mm-hmm. And I can definitely help them with that.
And then you refer them to a specialist, i.e. me.
You're not a good cock sucker.
All right.
You'd spend 2 seconds at it before you turn around and try and back up on it.
Well, you know, whether you suck with your mouth or your... Never mind. I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Shall we look at another letter?
Yeah, oh, God.
Let's letter up.
This is going to go so well.
Yeah, okay. All right, this is one I've just pulled out at random.
Is this the one that goes on for hours?
Yes.
Yeah,
this is
no,
the
not
very,
that one.
Not that one, okay. Needy from East Burwood can wait. Hi, Poofcasters. My name is Gary, and I didn't want to risk being called Bevan.
Thanks for writing in, Bevan.
Thank you, Bevan.
I must say, does everyone picture Bevan Adamsall when you say Bevan?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Andy Muirhead. I must say, I've been listening for the last 6 months, and I love it. I learned so much I didn't know how sheltered I was. I didn't even know there was AML.
Really?
Well, Gary. They call it poppers in different countries.
And charmingly, Gary has misspelt AML, so
well,
you're not that good.
We don't, you know, you don't. That's... Well, he didn't know what it was. He's
well,
running it phonetically.
Yeah, well, catching up.
Google exists. I was wondering
if you
guys could give me some perspective on how to get over the... Oh.
Oh.
How to get over the pain of a relationship ending.
Oh.
Well...
Gary, I'm just done with Taryn.
Gary, when they close Video Easy, you have to get iTunes.
I dated the guy for about 18 months, and before it ended, I noticed that something had changed.
Oh.
And I brought it up with him, and he agreed, but couldn't tell me what had changed. We decided to try and see if we could work on it. I'm sensing he broke up with him because he was a bit long-winded. This was around Christmas time. Oh, Phil Spector, and over this time, I did a lot with him and his family, but he did nothing to me.
This sounds like my boyfriend, right? My ex-boyfriend writing in. We broke up at Christmas. We did a lot of things with my family. I never even met his family.
So, not only... This is the point. This is the meat and the sandwich. A whole lot of weird, needy shit. But...
I'm sorry, thanks, Gary. Toby's not terribly compassionate.
No. Look, you know what, Gary? We all die alone. This is a common experience. The meat in your sandwich is that, so, not only losing a partner, I feel like I lost a whole group of friends and a second family.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I don't even want to go out in the scene because it reminds me of the time I spent with him. So, how do you think I can move on so that you can be with someone else because I find it hard to connect with someone else? Do you think cutting off the ex is a good idea or trying to be friends better in the long run?
Oh.
What he's getting to is he's broken up with his boyfriend, but he doesn't want to lose the social circle that he gained from the boyfriend. Whenever you're with someone, you meet their family or their friends.
Yes.
And you become friends of friends.
Or us.
Or you never meet us. Unless you take a lot of dogs for a walk later tonight.
I know. I notice every time we go, yeah, you should bring Peter. You go, yeah, I should.
Yeah.
And then Peter doesn't turn up and I'm like, I don't think Peter wants to come.
I invited him tonight. I said, do you want to come to dinner tonight? And he went, no. No. So what Gary is getting at, when you're with someone, you become friends with their friends.
Yes.
And how do you break up with them but not lose the new friends that you've made?
Well, that is this sacrifice that you have to make. This is why people stay in shit relationships for decades. Because they don't want to lose the people in that person's life, i.e. their children. This is just what happens when you break up. Like
Do you think that's necessarily so, though?
But like, also, I would say that if you've made these new friends through your ex-partner,
yes,
and they are true friends, they will stay friends with you. If they're genuine friends, yeah, they will fall by the wayside.
I have to say, I still like my ex-boyfriend Spike, who I went out with when I was 19, 20. I still call his parents mum and dad, and I speak to them every Christmas, and we write to each other maybe 4 or 5 times a year, send photos.
And that's a very close relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it is possible. Like, I've managed to make it work. I've not spoken to Spike in maybe 20 years. But,
yeah, right, but you're still friends with the parents.
But I'm still really good friends with the parents.
Well, I'm the same with my ex, that I still contact his parents every now and then. And, you know, we just have a bit of a catch-up on the phone and all that kind of stuff. And you know, you know, if you're really close to someone, which I was with his family, then you will find a way. But if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. And you just kind of have to move on.
But there are very many examples, like, to pick one that we know of. Like, we met Jasper's,
yes,
when he was going out with Josh,
yes,
they broke up. We're still friendly with Jasper's.
Yeah. In fact, we probably don't talk to Josh anywhere near as much.
We talk to Jasper's much more.
But there's certainly many precedents, and it's possible to do.
Yeah, I think
what you're saying is that if it's natural, if it's genuine, then it'll just happen.
Yes, but also, you know.
But if you are the other, you know, the flip of the coin is, do you actually want these people in your life, or are you
hanging on to them as a memento?
Yeah, trying to maintain a relationship with your ex by maintaining a relationship with his family, his friends, the other people in his life.
Vicariously.
Yeah, to kind of find out what's going on with him, what's he doing, what's happening. Like, if you can.
Also, what some people do is they use that to flaunt how well I'm doing.
Yeah.
To push that in the ex's face.
And it's, you know, that is not a.
That's not healthy.
That is not a good way to live your life. Like, that is a, you know, constantly living through the eyes of someone else is horrendous. Being friends with an ex is hard, because when you see them, yes, you have all the feelings that you have to them, towards them, but also that animosity is there, and the reason you broke up is also there.
And you know why it's over, yes.
And it's like you're trying desperately to be polite, because A, you can't fuck them, or you can't fight them. So all that's left to you is polite cups of tea.
Yes.
And it's a horrendously polite cup of tea.
It is good to take a bit of time and then maybe come back if you want to.
I think you've got to make a clean break.
Yeah.
You can't do this by heart.
As hard as it is.
If you've broken up, you've got to break up.
Yeah.
But you can come back to it over time. I had a friend, a lady friend that I was dating.
He had a lady friend.
In the way back. Not Taryn. BC before cock.
And now AD after dick.
Yeah.
After dick. And I didn't see her for maybe 18 months. And now we're great friends.
Mm.
She lives overseas, but we talk all the time. But it was very necessary to have that break, to have that interval where you just got used to not being together.
Yeah.
So then you could come back and kind of start again with new ground.
But see, this is the weird thing with me and my ex is like, I mean, I go to therapy, so I have someone to scream about.
Yep.
Scream to about it, but
see, I'm just belligerent on public transport.
But you know, he's like, I don't want to cut off all contact with his son. Like, you know,
no, of course.
I've spent the last 5 years with this kid as part of my life, so I don't want to be suddenly, you know,
a stranger. Or
and
like, also that's confusing for him too.
Yeah. So we went, like, you know, we went to the movies today, and I still pop over every now and again, and. You know, my ex has my dog. And so there's all these reasons for us to still be in contact. So we're very civil. It's horrific how civil we are.
Yeah. I think it's a really necessary skill to learn. Because, like, there are only 10 fags in the world.
Exactly.
You are going to have to learn to deal with it.
And also, the older you get, the more exes you're going to accrue.
Yeah.
And just the fishbowl is not big enough to exist independently forever. You're gonna have to encounter them.
And the, and again. Yeah, and like you said, the friends of his that are the friends that you are going to keep for the rest of your life, they will make themselves apparent. You don't need to.
Yes.
They'll stick.
You don't need to force it.
Centrifuge of life. They'll
but
stick.
If it doesn't happen, that's, you know, that's okay. I mean, it's upsetting, but there are lots of people. Yeah. There are lots of human beings in the world. You can always find
new friends.
New friends.
Also, Gary, I would focus on concise expression. I would. Look, this goes back to basic year 10 English expression. Just Gary, what is the one sentence per paragraph?
Yeah, by the time we'd finished our first conversation, my new friend had died. Yeah.
Gary, listen to who's telling you. The most verbose human on the face of the earth.
I'm not verbose, I'm eloquent.
You're eloquent for a really long fucking time.
Yeah. Verbose? I stay on message. I just elaborate around the message. It's like a fugue.
No, it's more like a PhD thesis.
I just explore all the avenues.
Now, Gary, I don't know. Here's another topic you need to bring up. The things that you hate in yourself that you see in other people that get you really angry.
Gary, I can't believe you brought this up. So passive-aggressive, Gary. So angry.
Right, next week we will spend much of the episode either in transit or at DT's in Richmond. That's next week on the Poofcast Pub Crawl, which could be going until December at this rate.